This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Well, you know that you had me from that first drink. When the wine made my cheeks flush, hey, crimson pink, you know I gave into the sparkle in your eye with that whiskey kiss and your come-hither smile. So when I was persuaded we had so
vocalist Kaylee Cardinal. She's a Juno Award winner and nominee. She was nominated for two this year, and a couple years ago she won Best Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. That was The Devil is a Blue-Eyed Man. She is one of the residencies at the Massey Hall's inaugural residency program. And we've got great music coming up from another act called The Heavy Heavy. This is a song called Happiness. They performed at the Vancouver Folk Festival, and they are a couple of badass MF, you know what I mean. Got to see them at the Americana UK Awards as well earlier on in the year. Here they are on the Jukebox.
Storminess, I've been waiting for the end.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
So am I dreaming? Or is this just how we're living now? Refuse to wake, 'cause I have never been this close. You always think I'm leaving before I've had the chance to stay. Darling, it'll be okay. If you look me in the eyes, I say now, don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath, when the ashes of lost love make it hard. My love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And there's so much revealed where you take the time to know me for who I am, not just who I am. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath, when the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe. My love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? I was in the dark the day that I met you. Now you expect me just to forget you. Act like the fire never burned. It was my solstice, my refuge. Sitting on the sun, I was so nervous to let you share with me this pain. Reason I don't take a day off. My intentions, they were pure. I'm just a beacon for chaos. That fire ever burned, just let it burn. I said if that fire ever burned, just let it burn. I sang, don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath, when the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe. My love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And is it safe to say you are? Oh, babe, you're the flame, the fire, but most of all, you're the spark.
That's a Vancouver Folk Music Festival alumni, William Prince, and The Spark from his album Reliever. William's a great dude. Got to see him in Saskatoon not too long ago, and he's got new music. He's got a new record coming out soon, and it was produced by Boy Golden, so look out for that. Here's something by the Milk Carton Kids. They were part of the Vancouver Folk Festival, and this is their song, Michigan. I didn't know this, but Vera Sola is married to one of the Milk Carton Kids, and she's the daughter of Dan Aykroyd, who was interviewed on the show not too long ago. Here they are with Michigan, the Milk Carton Kids on the Jukebox.
Mm-hmm. calls. Don't send her my way. When it hurts, you'll know it's the right thing. Michigan's in the rear view.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Why do I feel like it's a right.
I almost called you up today, but I didn't know what I would say. The conversations in my brain could be real if you had stayed. If you had stayed. But I'm afraid.
I hate the way that we have left this. I have so many, many questions.
Was Haley Wallace, Think of You, from the album of the same title, Think of You, released in November of 2022. She's a Canadian Indigenous singer-songwriter and has been making waves ever since she dropped onto the scene. My name is Julian Taylor. We got one more song for you here on episode based and focused on the Folk Festival in Vancouver this past year. But I just want to stop and thank my team for helping me put the show together each and every week. I want to thank our station partners for getting it out there. I also want to thank our sponsors for helping us keep this radio show alive. And I want to thank you guys, the listeners, for tuning in. If you have any requests, remember you can always hit us up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, on Instagram, Twitter, I like to still call it that, and Facebook. Without further ado, Hills of Mexico is a song by Meredith Moon. She was at the Folk Festival. She was part of the Gospel Sunday workshop that I was also a part of. She sang one of her songs from a brand new record that's produced by Colin Linden, and the song Poseidon. It was a beautiful song, and she also sang a tune by Arlo Guthrie called Deportee, which really resonated with a lot of people. It was amazing. So without further ado, and before I bid you adieu, here is Meredith Moon on the Jukebox. Until next time, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
This is Bird Note. Strident calls of seabirds fill the salty air at Palmyra Atoll, 1,000 miles south of Hawaii in the South Pacific. The atoll is a ring-shaped island encircling a lagoon. The island rests atop an extinct undersea volcano, its surface densely covered with trees and other plants. Living coral reefs lie nearby just below the ocean's surface. Black noddies and red-footed boobies fly above the trees that they nest and roost in, a rainforest tree called Grand Devil's Claws. There's a mutual relationship between the trees, the nesting seabirds, and the outlying coral. The bird's guano falls from the trees, enriching the soil. Rain washes nutrients from the guano into the ocean, enhancing the health of the coral ecosystem, which in turn supports the seabirds. Palmyra Atoll lost many native trees due to U.S. military activity during World War II. Invasive rats wreaked havoc on the island's wildlife, but it's now a nature conservancy preserve set within a national wildlife refuge. Conservationists eradicated the rats, and they're restoring the rainforest to strengthen the fruitful marriage of seabirds, rainforest, and reef. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Rainford. Nearly 1 in 3 black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away. The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity, this is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today. Thank you.